77 WABC.
We're back. John Catsimatidis here, number one station, WABC Radio. And with us today is Larry Kudlow. And he's going to tell us the markets are all-time highs. Good evening, Larry. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm fine, thanks.
Now, I've seen you on your Fox Business show today, and you were all up and down on the new electric cars. I mean, how can we possibly have electric cars 50% of for the country for the next by 2030?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. And look, I'm not opposed to electric cars. What I am opposed to is the government paying for electric cars and everything that goes with it, the charging stations, giving huge subsidies. If the car is made, let's see if we get this right. If the car is made in a union shop and if the car is made in America, then they're going to give you a $7,500 tax credit to buy the car. This is reminiscent of the Obama cash for clunkers. The government wants to change the electricity grid. The government wants to tax cars, combustion engines. They want a 50 mile per gallon CAFE fuel standard, which is actually 54 miles a gallon. Donald Trump had brought it down to 40 miles a gallon. The car company said they liked that, but then they got cold feet and decided to go with California and the Green New Deal. That's where Biden is coming. In other words, my point, John, is electric vehicles, fine. You want to have battery driven, that's fine. The trouble is, I don't want government to pay for it. And furthermore, we don't have the resources. I mean, I had Mark Mills on from the Manhattan Institute. We don't have the rare earths. We don't have the cobalt. We don't have the lithium. We don't have the copper. Biden is shutting mines down, okay? And that includes natural gas, oil, and coal. He's shutting our resources down. So any efforts we make to move towards electric automobiles and or an electric grid, electricity grid, by staying away from natural gas, will come from China. Okay? It will come from China because China has roughly 95% of the rare earths minerals market necessary to go into net free emissions type stuff. We could do it. We have the resources under the ground. The administration won't let us do the mining. There's no planning here. There's no investing going on there. That's the crazy part of this story.
So are we rewarding China?
Yes, we are. We are rewarding China. Because, look, China has 45-50% of the polysilicon market. That's what you use for the solar panels. And China has about 95% of the operating, producing mines for rare earths, which are necessary for batteries. Okay? So, yes, we are rewarding China. Look, let me just say, I am not opposed to electric cars or battery-driven cars or this or that. Okay? I am opposed to the U.S. government doing it as a central planning measure. And I think that we should let a thousand flowers bloom. This is what I've never understood, John. The Green New Deal utopians want to have it their way. They want to end all fossil fuels and somehow go to sort of net zero emissions. Why not play to our strengths in America? We have tremendous natural gas, which has brought carbon emissions down 25% since the year 2005, okay? The fracking miracle. We have oil. We have clean burning coal. That's improving all the time. Why not have an all of the above policy instead of jamming down this Green New Deal policy for which we are not prepared? And, John, it's going to cost consumers and motorists a fortune. Prices and costs are going to skyrocket.
It's mind-boggling how everything seems to go in that direction. I mean, whether we're helping Russia with their pipeline, whether we're helping China with their
energy
and batteries. Mm-hmm. And wait a second, how about we pull out of Afghanistan and all of a sudden China is going to move in and that's where all the minerals are to build the batteries?
Oh, God.
Well, that's another risk. I agree with that. You know, all of this Green New Deal stuff has tremendous national security and military security implications because we are strengthening our enemies. We are not strengthening America first. So I don't think this has been well thought out. Listen, John, the other part of the story is good. You had over 1 million new jobs created in each of the last 2 months with revisions. We have a jobs boom. We have an economic boom. We have too much inflation. We don't need another $5 trillion spending package, which is going to damage inflation even more, probably. We don't need $3 trillion plus in new taxes. We're not going to tax our way into prosperity. You know, again, I say this for the millionth time. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The economy is booming right now. It's time for the Fed probably to taper down some of their stimulus. They're already doing it in the open market with these reverse repos. But the story is good. We don't need a lot of central planning, statist capitalism, corporate subsidies. You know, let the market flourish. Let free enterprise flourish. And if you want to build batteries, fine. Open the door to mining. Mining is very important, and America has the resources underneath the ground. And, you know, it's like fracking. I mean, you know the oil business, the energy business. The fracking miracle made the air cleaner and provided, you know, cheap, affordable, accessible power. That should be our mantra.
This is David.
Not going to work.
This is David Patterson here. I actually was going to approve fracking. And someone who was about to come into office after me asked me if I would leave it and let him do it, and he actually turned around and rejected it.
Right.
I wonder who that was.
Mm.
I sort of remember that episode, David. And that's a tragedy, because if with all the health security waived, health regulations were okay. They must have gone through it three or four times in New York State, right? All they had to do is build that pipeline, and we would have had a lot more cheap, easily available, resilient, you know, reliable energy and electricity.
Larry, our Department of Environmental Conservation, DEC, which was the approving agency, I was sure was going to vote fracking down. They approved it. I mean, some rather progressive Democrats, when they looked at the facts, they saw that it worked for the state and it was safe. And so I was going to do it.
David, you were governor at that time.
I was governor at the time.
Who was paying to make sure it doesn't happen?
The environmental groups didn't want it to happen.
And
but
they
took
have
some,
that much lobbying money make it not happen?
Oh, listen, they were showing up at events that I was at. I thought I was under environmental attack at the time. But I had decided, I delayed it for a year because it upset so many people. We reexamined it. We decided we were going to do it in July of 2010. And the next administration said, do us a favor, wait and let us do it. And the next thing you know, they were shutting down one of the facilities.
Now, Larry Kudlow, if they want 50% of the cars to be electric, and they don't want nuclear energy, and they don't want coal energy, and they don't want fossil fuel energy, how do you create the electricity to power up the cars?
Well, that's a heck of a good question. I mean, that's
good question.
That's a fabulous question. I mean, look, you know, to develop this battery-powered process is, even if you started opening up mines and developing rare earths to go into the batteries, I mean, lithium is very important here. We don't have any. So we're going to have to develop it or else we're just going to buy
it. The lithium is in Afghanistan and we just pulled out.
Well, there you go. So it's going to cost a fortune. I mean, these electric cars are already very expensive. We know that from Tesla. Now, the other companies are going to, you know, they're going to fancy them up a little bit. BMW is going to come out, Mercedes, and they're all going to have electric cars, but it's going to be very, very expensive, and maintaining it is expensive. The battery power, you know, the government's going to pay for the what I call the electric gas stations, the rechargers. By the way, in the early days, the oil companies paid for their own gas stations. But in any case, the federal government now wants to take that over. This guy Buttigieg is going to be from Transportation Department, is going to be in charge of everything. Talk about central planning. But it will be expensive. It will be expensive to maintain these electric cars. And it will also be expensive to build these electric cars. And it's the middle class and it's the lower middle class that's going to suffer the most, because their electric power will be more expensive in their homes and in their businesses, and their automobiles will be more expensive. And that's very unfortunate because, you know, Trump left us with cheap and easily available supplies of energy.
$2 a gallon gasoline.
Yeah, that's where we're headed for, undoubtedly. It's really too bad. But again, the security part, the national security part, we're just helping China, okay, or Russia. That is not good. We're helping, you know, the Congo. I mean, what good is that? These are countries with terrible human rights stories, no freedom, no democracy. Why do we want to do that? That's what I want to ask.
Larry Kudlow.
All ideological reasons.
Larry Kudlow, thank you for everything you've done for our country and continue to speak out for our country. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have some surprises for you. We have some people from the Sinatra family here in New York, and they're going to be talking about bringing back the Rat Pack.